Good morning. I'm Christopher Purdy. Delighted to welcome everyone to today's All Sides Weekend, where we talk about the arts and culture. Let me tell you what's going to happen today. I am going to visit with two terrific guests until about 11:40, and then Eric French will be here to give us a segment on local pop culture, bands, clubs, etc. The reason Eric is doing that is because I'm so ancient, I have no clue what a club or a band is, so he's going to do that for us. But meanwhile, I am delighted to welcome back to All Sides Weekend Tim Veach, who is the founder, artistic director, and head guy of the Columbus Dance Theater, and my buddy Andy Falter, who is an actor, teacher. He has a brand new endeavor, a camp he's going to tell us about, and he is currently starring as Sir Toby Belch in the Actors Theater presentation of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night in Schiller Park. How many more performances, Andy?
Three more, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
How many have you done? Do you even know? Have you counted?
We have 20 scheduled. Two were canceled due to rain.
Okay.
So we're at 15, so 18 total if we clear out the weekend.
By the way, if you have if you want something to do this weekend, check out this 12th night. I went and
Please.
Saw it. It's lovely. It's punk. It's funny. It's completely accessible and true to the Bard as well. He would have been very proud. So congratulations to that.
Thank you very much. What's neat about this performance is Shakespeare was updated. We're using his words, but it's set in the 1980s.
Yes, it's set in the 80s, and I didn't see a cell phone on stage because it's the 80s,
there
right?
There is a cell phone on the stage.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, spoiler alert. Yes, there is a cell phone and a Zach Morris cell
and
phone.
And we won't give away the red shoes either. if you'd like to join the conversation, 292-8513. We're talking about things to do for the rest of the summer in arts and entertainment and what's coming up in the fall. You can also send an email to allsides at wosu.org, 292-8513. Tim Veach, Columbus Dance Theater. What's new?
Oh, wow. What is new? Well, we had a great season last year. We finished 15 years, which was a big landmark for us, and did a huge production of Midsummer Night's Dream at the Lincoln Theater with live music and fantastic cast of about 120, which was exciting. And then we have a great season coming up, and I can talk about that a little bit.
Talk about it a little bit.
I'll talk about it a little bit. Yeah, we'll open the season in the fall in October with a really fun program that we do called Dancers Making Dances, where the dancers in the company, we do work on each other, and that's going to be really fun. And people loved that last year, so we brought it back. And then we have Match Girl, like we usually do, up at Cowan Hall in December. But big news this year, live music, which I'm ecstatic about. Jason Heaster, who is professor of music at Ohio Wesleyan, is going to be conducting and bringing in about a chorus of 40 along with orchestra, and there'll be live music. There'll be the Rudder Magnificat, which is act two of the
Beautiful.
Ballet. So that's a big development for us, and it's going to be very exciting for our patrons.
Hold that thought. Where do your dancers come from? Who are your dancers?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Columbus Dance Theater.
Right.
Discuss.
Well, we have a professional company, and we also have a school. And the dancers in the company, many of them are from various places around the country. They audition for the company, they're hired. But then the school's been going for so many years now that we've been able to have a few dancers come through the school and now come back, and we've hired them into the company. I think about Stephanie Crea, who is a dancer who grew up in my school for 10 years, and then she went to CCM and then graduated, came back, auditioned, and then we hired her. And so we've started to develop this kind of rhythm with the school now where they can actually matriculate into the company, which is pretty cool.
How many of them roughly come from Central Ohio?
The dancers in the company, I would say the majority of them, about half of the dancers in the company are from Central Ohio. We have some dancers from New York City, other parts. We have a dancer from Indiana, Gavin McNally. You know, we have different
and
people.
And what are the demands for their time during your season?
During the season, they, basically it's their job. I mean, they come and they work all day. Next season it's a 32-week contract. And so that's a nice contract as a dance company. Getting rarer. Conversation with a friend in Chicago about the dance scene in Chicago, which is very vibrant, but I was asking her about companies that actually offer contracts, and that's kind of going away. People are gigging now. It's like dancers getting hired from job to job. So I'm proud of the fact that we have a place where we are. We can offer that to our dancers, which is pretty exciting. It's really cool.
And Andy Falter, now I have to say that the setting in Actors Theater in Schiller Park is a lovely place. It really is. Even on a hot summer night to look at theater. It really is. It's very, very comfortable, very pleasant there. And I know the audiences, the night I was there, people were, I won't say what even, they were laughing. They were very, very engaged. By the way, whoever does your sound system, kudos, because that was that was excellent.
Lovely Kathy.
Well, I got every word and every breath.
Excellent.
Tell me about working outdoors and tell me about working indoors.
Well, compared to last year when we did, when I was in two shows with Actors Theater, working outdoors this summer has been glorious because the weather has been so nice. Mm. We had some 70-degree weather. Sure, the humidity was bad a few times, but I'm wearing a linen suit. I'm wearing a T-shirt and shorts. Mm. It's not that bad this year. And my hair has been dyed a wonderful sun-colored blonde.
Yes, get closer to your TV sets if you're watching.
You can't beat it right now. Yes. And it's, you know, working outdoors, it's almost like the Actors Theater diet. Because you're sweating off all those calories. It's not a bad gig compared to indoor theater where you have to project and you're not relying on Kathy's wonderful microphones and getting that voice out there. It's a completely different animal.
Now, Shakespeare is a lot to memorize and a lot to study.
Yes.
And also, you know, there's slapsticky parts in Shakespeare and then the great tragedies. What's more fun to play? What's harder to play, too?
What's harder to play are the comedies where you don't get the jokes.
Yeah.
This comedy, we get all the jokes. The Twelfth Night text is intact. Mm-hmm. Sure, a couple lines are missing here and there. But the folio that Mandy Fox, our director, has put together is an outstanding interpretation of the original text. Very few things are taken out. It moves forward very fast. And with the added element of the 1980s, with the costumes, with my Burt Reynolds mustache that, hello, I'm rocking right now.
If you don't know who Burt Reynolds was, if you're my age or younger, Google him. He had a big career, trust me. Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun just running around in that era and playing up, how would you say, sweet Sir Andrew in the 1980s? Well, we used to say sweet.
Right.
So, sweet! Sir Andrew!
It would sound a little different in contemporary context.
Exactly, but the words are still there.
Right.
The meaning is still there. The jokes that are written are still there. We just added more jokes on top, if you remember the 80s.
Is there... Well, you barely do. I certainly... That was my era. That was my
prime time for me.
We won't discuss 80'd. The 70s. I don't. This is a family show. But anyway, when you program for the summer, do you make any changes in your vision for the summer, for a summer audience, or do you give them what you do best?
Well, Actors Theater throws out five performances over the summer. Started off this season with a Comedy of Errors in the Columbus Commons, followed by Philip Hickman's debut of King Arthur and the Sword of Britain. Now we're in Twelfth Night, which is in its last weekend. Again, all of these performances started 8 o'clock at Schiller.
They're free, but bring a few bucks.
They're free, but please.
Bring a few bucks. Come on.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Just throw it in the bucket. I'll say hello to you if I'm the one taking donations.
Okay.
And I love doing that part, just to get the face-to-face with everybody. Next week starts The Beau Stratagem, which is a show I'd never heard about. It's about two guys written in the 1700s. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly, so please don't.
Don't you calling me up and saying
exactly.
I don't know what it is. Right.
Two guys basically conning these women to get some money. One of them falls in love with one. Another one falls in love with another. Other con men are coming in. It's a madcap romp directed by Adam Simon, who directed me last year in Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged. So it's going to be a fun show that runs through August to first week of September. Then at the Columbus Commons, Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare's back. Two weekends at the Columbus Commons, a wonderful place to perform. Not as wonderful as it was last year with the new apartments, but who knows?
Yeah. But that space has taken off. And the reason I Picnic with the Pops is going on there, and there was some grumbling about moving it from Chem Abstracts to the Columbus Commons. But I must say that the nights I've been at the Commons, they've been packed out and people have been having a very good time. So I'm not a summer person, but apparently a lot of people love outdoor presentations for the summer. Because, and judging by who's going, I mean, I've been to several of them, and
Well, it's either sit 2 hours in the theater or in a movie theater and use the air conditioning or enjoy.
In particular, let's talk about it. You live in Columbus. You want to take advantage of every moment that you can be outside. Because let's remember what it's like from November through May. So yes,
when nobody sees anybody.
Right.
Now, each of you, here's a question. I'll start with you, Tim, as in your discipline of dance, which is a very wide spectrum, as I understand it. Do you cross-pollinate or work with other dance organizations? Does one organization feed the other or get something from the other, or are we all siloed and doing?
Well, I think the answer is yes to both sides. I think that at CDT, we've worked really hard to cross-pollinate in the dance community. For instance, we do a concert, Columbus Dances, which is in connection with the Greater Columbus Arts Council. GCAC provides the funding for that, and then we provide the venue and all the organization for it. And what it is, and it's part of our year, it's in the spring, and we have an adjudication of dancers from the community, choreographers, and they bring in 3 minutes of work. And then we have an adjudication panel, and then five dances are chosen, and through funding from the council, each choreographer is given $2,000, and then we produce their work. They're given this stipend, and then they can show new work. And that's been really exciting for us to be able to offer our space and a way for dancers from different aspects of the community. We have dancers last season. People from OSU had a piece. People from Ballet Met had a piece. People from the dance community independent, sort of the indie crowd, had a piece. So there were people from CDT who had dances on the concert.
So you all know each other, or you are all aware of each other.
Absolutely.
There's a community of arts presenters and companies in each discipline here.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say in Columbus?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think Columbus is nice that way in that everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, stuff will happen and concerts are happening and we're going and seeing each other's stuff. And I find that there's more here than when I came.
Well, creativity breeds creativity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. In 1991.
And I think we should all sort of acknowledge the Greater Columbus Arts Council, because I think their imprimatur is really what, and the PNC grants that have been done recently have really sort of given everybody a green light to go and do what they do best.
There's a really vibrant thing happening at GCAC now.
Yeah.
I think it's really they are really working to not only fund people, but also find a way to integrate us all together as an arts community and move us forward. And I think that that's been very exciting.
It's good for audience development as well. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Andy Falter is going to talk to us about a new endeavor he's doing this summer, because that's really interesting. And I think he's going to be kind of a pioneer in this. We're going to take a break. Back shortly with Tim Veach and Andy Falter. All Sides Weekend. I'm Christopher Purdy. Don't go away. Thank you to our producer, Rachel Quimby, who is keeping us on the air and waving at me and making faces behind the glass. Thank you, Rachel. We are back with today's All Sides Weekend, talking about the arts in Central Ohio with Andy Falter, an actor. One of his gigs is with the Actors Theater of Columbus. There are others. And
there are
Veach,
many others.
Tim Veach. Oh, listen to you. Tim Veach is the artistic director and founder of the Columbus Dance Theater. If you'd like to get in the conversation, ask questions about the arts, what would you like to see you haven't been seeing? Let us know. 292-8513. You can also send an email to allsides@wosu.org. What would get you out of the house in the summer? That's a good question, because I'm really lazy. I mean, for me to get out off the couch in the air conditioning and go out and see something, it has to be pretty compelling. And I've done it a lot this summer. So let me know what's going to get you up or what you would like to see. 292-8513. Andy, talk to me about camp.
Well, I've been teaching for 14 years the lovely art of theater in Worthington schools and other dance studios, private acting studios as well. And Actors Theater came to me this year and gave me this opportunity to run their summer camps. So this week we had a teen summer camp. It ran from 9 to noon. And yes, I did leave early in order to come visit with you, Chris.
I would think so.
Well, and I do have the students are working without me. So guys, hopefully you're doing well.
They're, go to bed if you're listening.
No. They've got lines to memorize. Tonight, actually, the graduates of our camp are going to be performing in front of Twelfth Night at 6:30 from 6:30 to 7 before we have to do mic check and fight call and get ready for our show. And they're going to showcase exactly what we've been doing throughout the week, learning improv. They created their own play. They have a couple pre-written scenes that they'll be doing, about two-minute scenes, back and forth. A 30-minute performance, again, free, just to showcase our wonderful actors. We do have a kids' camp as well, which more information on that can be found at
Little
Actors
Kids?
Theater. Little Kids.
Okay.
First grade to
Great.
About middle school age.
Great. Okay.
So anywhere in there. And also, Actors Theater has approached me, and I'm excited to announce here with an exclusive for you, we'll be offering adult classes and teen and kids classes starting very shortly.
Terrific. Now, the camp you're talking about is for teenagers?
Right now.
Okay.
This week's class
roughly
is teens.
So roughly, what, 13 to 16?
Lowest I have is a sixth grader.
Oh, really?
Up to a junior.
Okay, okay. And what do they do? How long is the camp? What do they do? Are you the head faculty?
I'm the head guy. I've got a couple people working with me. Of course, the person running it right now with me in front of you. But it runs from 9 to noon, so it's just a morning day camp.
Okay.
We didn't want to make it too hot in the middle of...
So you're out there at Schiller Park?
Out at Schiller Park. Again, more reason to dye my hair blonde in the sun.
Yes.
Thank you, vitamin D. And the kids are just wonderful. I've taught summer camps for the last 4 years, and this opportunity at Actors Theater has been outstanding, and it's a different animal. Teaching it outside with the distractions of the ducks and the dogs and the people walking by and the people stopping to
watch what we're doing.
You can't put a price tag on that.
That's great. You've got a built-in audience, and kids love that. Yeah. We all love that, certainly. Ben from Columbus is on the phone, and I want to encourage people. Calls are coming in now, and I want to encourage people, if there's something you want to see or do in the theater and dance and the performing arts in Columbus, Ohio of a summer, this is your time. These are the people who can make it happen. So give us a call, 292-8513. Hello, Ben.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Not to steal too much thunder from Andy there, but there's more than one outdoor Shakespeare in the park.
Yes, there is.
This summer. We've got New Players Theater
in
over
Hilliard.
On the west side. I'm with them, so I have to cop to that.
Tell me about it.
We're doing a repertory with Taming of the Shrew and Henry IV Part 1, which is bawdy raucous comedy. We're calling this season the rowdy one.
Hmm.
And we're on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at 8 p.m. at Mill Run Pond, which is a great little island outdoor setting in a pond over there by the Mill Run shopping mall.
It's an absolutely outstanding venue. And Ben, thank you so much. There's so much going on, and I haven't had a chance to see your shows because, well, I'm in 12th night right now, but I've heard nothing but great things. Give outdoor theater a chance. Again, it's a
give Shakespeare a chance.
Shakespeare's action.
Certainly, yeah.
Pretty accessible.
Ben, thanks for letting us know about that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure. 292-8513, the call. What are your summer plans? There's still a 6 to 8 weeks left of summer. So summer gets longer every year, and that's a good thing. 292-8513. Tim Veach, teaching is really important to you, right?
It is extremely important to me. And we've had a lot of exciting stuff happening with our school, actually. We had a summer intensive program in June that ran for 3 weeks, and students took class all day, 5 days a week for 8 hours a day.
What age?
Ages 11 through 18.
Hmm.
We had faculty from all over the country that came in. It was wonderful. And then we set it up that way. Because now in our school, so many of our students are getting into these very high-level summer programs at American Ballet Theatre, Juilliard, all these different very, you know.
Tell us how you know that.
Well, you wanted to mention my son.
Well,
that's very nice. My son grew up in my school, and he's now a principal dancer at the Nashville Ballet, and he went to the ABT program and Juilliard, et cetera. So thank you very much
asking. Was there any way to grow up in your household that you could not be a dancer?
Because
your wife is an artist and an actress and a
my
dancer.
My wife is an actress, my daughter...
Your poor parents must have been terrible.
I know. My youngest brother's a saxophonist. I have one. My middle brother went into finance. So
he's got a job. Thank God.
Exactly. He got a legitimate job. My daughter danced for 6 years as a kid, and then she decided to become a poet. So another high-paying profession. So she's at Knox College now. But yeah, my kids are amazing.
Your son is dancing in Nashville.
He's at Nashville Ballet.
Okay. You get these. How many of the kids that come to you might be serious about
You know what's interesting about our school? We're really a professional training school. I mean, of course, little tiny children are just taking dance class for enrichment and fun. And actually, another exclusive moment. Here's an exclusive. And no one knows this is being announced today, actually, is that CDT is opening another branch of its school up in Powell.
No kidding.
Yeah,
good.
It's
good
very exciting. Up at Home Road and Sawmill Road. So it's very exciting.
Excellent
so
location.
Yeah, it's a great location. And so we'll be in Bexley and Powell and downtown, which is we're very excited about it. But we have an amazing group of kids that are in this school. It's not a gigantic school, but the kids that are, you know, there are there to dance. And it's really a place, I think, if you're serious about exploring that art form in a deep way, you know, I think that's what we do best.
There is a great deal of interest among young people to train in this town,
yes.
I've found, to really take class and to really, and starting very young, starting sixth grade, seventh grade, because you're both proof of that very much. Speaking of which, we have a call from Jan, who wants to be an actor. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Go ahead. These are the people to talk to.
Great. Finally, my childhood dreams coming true with one phone call. Thanks.
That's what we're here for.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Well, I would like to act. I'd like to get on the stage. I have teeny tiny bit of training, and I have no money. So, but, you know, if I need to take classes or whatever, maybe we could work out a deal. I'm a farmer, so I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands. Maybe we could work out a, you know, play for labor thing.
Well, I have a suggestion, first of all. Go and see as much free stuff in Columbus as you can, and there's a lot of it.
Isn't it fabulous?
There's a lot of stuff that's either free or low cost. You know, throw a couple of bucks into the kitty if they come around.
You betcha.
It's like if wanting to be a writer, you should read. So if you want to be an actor or a dancer, you should at least start by looking at performances.
And just to define my adult classes, which are going to come up here September, October, mm-hmm. they're not, you have to be there every single week. Show up, throw 20 bucks in a bucket, and stay there for 2 hours and learn improv 1 week. Or next week, learn Shakespearean. The following week, let's talk about auditions and go through monologues. Let's do a film scene study the following week. So you
that
can just show up
exciting.
Based on
yeah.
your schedule, because it's hard to get adults to
How
follow.
Can people find these classes?
It will be announced shortly on the Actors Theater website,
okay.
which is Actors Theater, theactorstheater.org.
R-E, right?
Correct.
Yes,
the correct spelling of theater. It's not a movie theater.
Yes, I know. Yes,
theater. That's nails on a chalkboard
okay.
to me.
Right. That's very Alfred Lund. Thank you. Okay, Jan, thanks for your call.
Thanks, you guys.
Good.
Bye.
Thanks, Jan.
292-8513. You can also send an email to WOSU.org. Do either of you get students, even from little kids, who you know immediately have a spark?
Yes,
of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it obvious right away? Does it scare the parents if you tell them this kid has a spark?
I've never scared a parent by telling them their kid is talented.
Okay. Well, yeah.
They usually like to hear that.
Yeah.
All right.
They're like, good, my money is in the right
yeah.
place.
I mean, I think it's pretty, it's interesting too. I think kids find their own way with things. I've found that children start in our school very young and they joyfully dance. And then at a certain point they go, oh my goodness, I love this. I'm going to do it. And this is what I'm doing. Or they go, oh, I'm doing this for fun now, and I'm doing something else as my serious thing. I think that most people wend their way toward what they're good at. And I think that talented folks find their way in what they're talented at.
Is it true that the best way to learn to be a dancer is to dance, and the best way to be an actor is to learn acting is to act? I mean, is to really work at it, or... I mean, you can read books all you want, but I...
Well, with dancing, there is other way.
Right, you got to get off your feet.
That's a great thing about
Stand
dance.
Stand up.
Well, the cool thing about it is there's an expression, shut up and dance. I mean, because you're either doing it or you're not.
Or you're not.
And it's real or it's not, and you can't talk about it. You have to be practicing it and doing
there
it.
There is education through seeing things.
Of course. Oh, of course.
Physically doing it. Getting that muscle memory in there.
Right. I mean, it's an athletic training.
Yep, it is.
So it's
and it's a discipline.
Right.
How many performances are your campers going to be giving you? Just one tonight,
just,
you said?
One tonight. It's a one-week camp.
6:30 tonight at Schiller Park, and then stayed in C 12th night at 8.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And it doesn't even go very late. It seemed to me when I went to 12th night, it seemed like it was very quick-paced. So that, I mean, I thought, oh, it can't be over yet.
And that's the way it's
long
directed
play.
With
I mean, but no,
Mandy's skill. Yeah. It's... Yeah. One on top of the next. And it's over by 10:15.
Okay.
But please stick around for 5 minutes afterwards to say hello. Greet the actor that touched you the most. Greet the actor that is talking to you now. Anything you can to support the actors who are doing their job, who went through the discipline of learning and are continually learning. There's a lot of students, and I say students in my cast, who are currently Ohio State students and theater majors, MFA. We have a recent grad at their PhD program.
Mandy Fox teaches at Ohio
and,
State.
Mandy Fox
and,
is
yeah,
a,
yeah, she's great. A wonderful artist, Mandy Fox. The two of you now, one of the reasons I love having both of you on this show is that you're from here and you have made lives in the arts and you're actually paying your mortgage. I mean, you're paying your rent.
Making working, an effort.
Which is very, well, it's not, you people assume that you cannot make a living.
Right.
You may crib it together, but neither of you are attending bar as far as I know anymore. Maybe we all did it when we were young, but really you're making it. Is that possible in this town in a wide way?
I think it's possible here. I think like anywhere in the arts, there are challenges with how do I have a house and a family and all of those aspects, as there are for anyone in
right.
any field. And, you know, everyone feels that, right? It doesn't matter what you do. I feel like people who decide on a path that's right for them, the right thing, the right choice in their life, you know, follow your bliss and all of that, that you, you know, you will find a way to put it together. And I feel very, very, very blessed and fortunate. I feel like this community has supported my work and is supporting what I believe in, and I just feel very fortunate.
Well,
about
when
that.
I first came to Columbus, you were a kind of a church basement company,
right?
With an upright
we
piano.
Were,
you,
not
you
there's
were,
anything
I
wrong
mean,
with that.
Yeah,
right.
No, there's nothing.
We were
anything
a
wrong
warehouse
with that.
Gas station behind
right.
the gas station company.
And
exactly.
Now the years have passed, and right. now you have three schools and your own theater on Main Street,
right.
and plus you're in the Lincoln Theater. So
right.
He who waits long enough and keeps working.
What's that adage? What's the adage of the theater? He who sticks around will survive, will gain it all or something. I can't remember how it goes. But
well, let me ask you both, what's missing, if anything, to really keep theater dance and music and everything else thriving and keep the audiences coming in? What has to happen that may not be happening yet?
We have a lot of actors. We have a lot of producers. We have a lot of directors. What we always need are audiences, people willing to experiment with the $10 they would spend for a big Hollywood blockbuster. Spend those $10 to watch real people move around in front of you
mm-hmm.
who've been studying and rehearsing this show, the next show in repertory, or just one and done for the year, and support their dream.
Who's doing experimental theater now?
Mad Lab has a great program
yeah.
called the Young Writers Program, which is coming up here shortly. Let me check the date here. It is, of course, I'm not looking at the right one. It is this weekend, tonight, July 26th, that opens to August 10th.
Okay, you can't go tonight because you got 12th night tonight.
Yeah.
And
yes. Well, they're playing until August 10th, so you can go at some
10th.
Point.
We're good
yes,
there.
Right.
Shot in the Dark Theater is opening up Anne of Green Gables tonight at the Van Fleet Theater at the Columbus Performing Arts Center.
Great.
Imagine Productions is running a 9 to 5, August 7th, 18th. At the Wall Street Nightclub.
There's a wow, that's
we should
good.
Talk
that'll
to Eric
be,
about that.
That'll be fun, yeah.
Tick Tick Boom, Evolution Theater is doing that again at the Columbus Performing Arts Center, running August 7th.
And the problem is that these companies don't have marketing budgets. So
right.
Listen to this program and listen to Andy. Go find websites
right.
Because there's, and again, none of these will cost you an arm and a leg
no.
to get into. So
it's just like going to a movie theater.
It's just like going
better.
To a movie theater except better, right. And yeah, and you can even sneak in the next night and see it free. Go ahead.
I do think that one of the hard parts is the traction of getting people in the habit of leaving
right.
their home.
Well, look at
and,
yeah, I just
you
right.
know, and going out and deciding, oh, that's just what we do. That's what we do. We go out and we see something on the weekend, and be it going to the symphony, going to the opera, going to Mad Lab, going to the theater, you know, whatever it is, going to CDT, you go. And so the habit of going, I think, is something that it. Let's be real. I mean, people's lives are full and busy, and there's so much opportunity on television to sit down, boom. But it's not the same experience.
Well, I mean, in my house, we unapologetically veg out in front of sitcom reruns because it's the perfect relaxation. It's free. You can sit in your underwear with your feet up. You don't care.
We could have underwear night at the theater.
You could have
underwear. I don't know. I don't.
We've had pajama
there are
nights.
Some theaters
they've,
who
had,
do that.
They've had jammy nights at
offer
at
blinders or something.
Yes, whatever. But point being, you know, it has become too easy to stay home, and I have never gone to see anything and been uncomfortable in any way. I've been PO'd maybe or annoyed, but I've reacted, and I think.
But even going and being annoyed is.
That's right.
You went and you had an annoying experience.
I had a reaction though. I felt something. I was engaged maybe in a negative way for me, and the guy next to me might have loved it. I mean, and that's part of, I think, being in a community and working in the theater. We have 2 minutes left. Eric French will be here shortly with his guest to talk about local popular culture, clubs, and bands. So in the last 2 minutes, let me throw the mic at each of you. Andy.
Another thing going on this weekend is the 48-hour film festival in Columbus. You'll see 42 teams shooting their short films all around Columbus. Each one of these films needs to be made between 7 o'clock on Friday to 7 o'clock on Sunday.
And my nephew's doing lighting for some of them. So
excellent. Yeah. I'm going to be helping out a couple of them, showing my face in a few. Well, we'll see how the script comes out because we don't know.
Okay. Yeah. And you, Tim.
Well, and CDT has an amazing year coming up, so look at our website, see what's coming up. I'm really excited about this Claudel project that I'm going to do.
That starts when?
Claudel isn't until January, and it's going to be an evening-length work about the life of Camille Claudel, the sculptor.
Have you seen the film on her life? It's beautiful, yeah.
Yes, very beautiful. Yeah. And it's going to be an integrated thing where I have there's going to be poetry that's spoken by my wife, Christina Kirk, and my sister-in-law's poetry, who's a poet, and Karine Fujiwara from Carpe Diem is creating music for it. And Liz Hopkins doing the costumes and scenery elements by Kathy and Ricky Gonzalez. It's going to be quite exciting.
75 degrees tonight. 12th night.
Yeah. Great night to be a 12th night.
Can't beat it this weekend.
And 6:30 for the young actors. Go and support them and cheer a lot. I thank you both, Andy Falter, Actors Theatre Columbus, etc., and Tim Veach, Columbus Dance Theatre. Thank you. Eric French will be here in just a minute. Don't go away. We are back to All Sides Weekend. I'm Christopher Purdy, and it is my great pleasure to turn the mic over to my colleague and friend, Eric French. Eric is going to be doing a segment now on local pop culture, and come the end of August, he's going to have his own hour on this topic, and I'm delighted for that. And his guest today is Erica Blinn, and she's prepared to sing and play for us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Chris. I guess this is the last time that we'll be doing this together. And then starting August 30th, I'll do the whole the whole hour on local music. So today, I've asked Erica Blinn to come in. Erica is a Columbus-based singer-songwriter, musician. And, you know, we were going to play one of your CD cuts, but I thought it might be cooler to just have you play something live right now.
All right, I can do that.
So what are you thinking to start us out with?
I was going to do a track. Hold on. Off my
new CD. She's putting the harmonica harness on.
Yes, this is
over the headphones.
This is tricky. Got it. Okay.
It's all about the preparation.
Yeah.
There you go. This is worth waiting for. She's got a whole basket of harmonicas, too. I didn't realize what that was.
Yeah.
All right.
It makes it hard to fly. They look like...
I bet it does.
It looks like a gun belt. Okay. So this, I have a new record coming out. It's going to be released in January, but this is a track on that record. It's called Need Somebody Tonight. This boy makes me feel like I'm the only one. Home is right now, you know he's not at home. I'd be better off sitting and drinking alone. But I need somebody tonight. I need somebody tonight. If you were here right now, on this couch waiting for the phone to ring. Singing to anyone who's listening. I need somebody tonight. I need somebody tonight. I turn the stereo on, makes me think of him. It plays all the songs that we used to dance to. I'm not.
For the rest, you got to buy the CD. You got to.
Yeah, that's right. So, why the harmonica? What made you get into playing harmonica?
Well, a couple of reasons. I'm a Jay Giles fan. Pre Love Stinks. Magic Dick is an awesome harmonica player, and there's a guy in town, Dylan Christian, who plays, and I was 14 years old, and I said, "Will you teach me to play?" And he said, "I don't give lessons." But
now you do, probably.
But I don't either. He kind of thought, you know, that I wasn't going to steal his gigs, so he agreed.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to learn, because he's got the market cornered right now.
Yeah, so.
Our guest is Erica Blinn. This is All Sides Weekend, and if you have a question for Erica, you can call us at 614-292-8513. So, Erica, what does it mean to be a professional musician in Columbus? What's a day like for you?
There's a lot of just general housekeeping, I guess, as far as emails and, you know, the social media stuff with Facebook. And I do a lot of artwork for myself and for the band. So I'm doing, you know, posters and mailing out posters to places, I guess, you know, finding other towns to play in, contacting other bands, venues, that kind of thing, and then gigging at night. So,
Erica, where do you play?
Lots of bars and bar restaurants in Columbus, and then we do tours where we just go to other cities and play in other bars.
Do you have a regular gig here in Columbus, a regular place and schedule?
We do. We have a First Friday gig at PJ's Pub, which is in Powell. And then we've been doing some Tuesdays pretty regularly at Joe's Crab Shack. And I have a gig tonight, actually. I'm playing Brazen Head in Dublin. And that's a pretty regular one for me.
So when you say we, who's we?
So a lot of the gigs we do around Columbus are a two-piece. It's myself and PJ Schreiner, and he plays drums, percussion stuff when we do that. I do some solo. We also have a trio that includes Mark Nye on bass, and then a four-piece that includes Greg Wise on lead guitar.
And what's the deciding factors for who you call for a gig?
Well, I guess most of the gigs where we do as a full band, we're doing original material. And then a lot of the two-piece stuff we're doing mostly our mix of original and covers and doing the bar restaurant thing and playing for 3 hours.
So your CD, is that all your own stuff?
The one that's already been released is my material, co-written with Colin Gal from Watershed. And there's a track on there that was written by our friend Terry Anderson. It's the last track on the disc.
So when you're taking gigs, how do you know, you know, like, do you just try to read your audience, or how do you know whether to play more covers, more originals?
I guess for most of the gigs where we're booked for 3 hours, we know we're going to be playing some covers. And then from there, it's more about reading the audience and trying to fit our original stuff in as much as we can.
Could I ask, I'm curious about two things. First of all, you have a CD out, and I suspect you're preparing other ones as well.
Yeah.
How is that distributed? I mean, how is that marketed? How do you get it out there?
We're using some digital distribution. I think it's TuneCore. I don't really have much.
I mean, is it all electronic, all online now? I'm old. So
I could go to iTunes or right. Amazon and find it?
You can absolutely go to iTunes, Amazon. We're on Pandora and Spotify. The only physical distribution is either at a show or there's a record store called Ace and the Hole Music off Kenny and Henderson, and there's one in Delaware called Endangered Species. And they're carrying it. Actually, Records Per Minute has it, too.
The other question is that when you're a band or an artist based in Columbus, Ohio, does that mean something when you tour, the fact that you're from Columbus? Like, if you're Austin, Texas is now known for jazz, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, moving around, does that differentiate you in some way?
I'm not sure. I know last night I was having a conversation with a gentleman, and we were talking about that, and he said that he feels that Columbus, since we're not pigeonholed as a certain genre, it's hard for us to get recognition. Whereas, like you said, you know, if you think of Austin, you think of the jazz and
Chicago's
blues
and
you know, So I don't know. I think we have such a mix of music coming from Columbus.
Well, so much of the city is transplants, people who have moved here.
True.
Well, right. I guess if there's no necessary, you know, signature sound to Columbus, maybe
that's
more freeing
what I meant
for you.
To say. Yeah.
You know,
okay.
maybe that gives you more freedom to just kind of be yourself.
Maybe.
You want to play one more for us?
Sure.
Please do. And if you'd like to know more, 292-8513. You can also send an email to allsides@wosu.org. And I'm fascinated by this collection of harmonicas. How many do you have?
I think there's about 13 in there.
Do you make them yourself? Or
no.
Does somebody?
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. They cost a lot to buy, too. This is actually, we're releasing a single for the new record in September, and this is the single. It's called Whiskey Kisses.
Who am I gonna give my whiskey kisses to? Who am I gonna give my whiskey kisses to? Right down the line. Been laying them all on you. Who am I gonna give my whiskey kisses to? I just watched you pack what you couldn't leave. I said I'm sorry, but it's too late for that. You said all you wanted was your freedom. Ain't no way I'm ever gonna get you back. I can't go another day without you. I hate to admit it, but baby, I'm a mess. And I'm so sorry that I doubted you. Now I'm wondering what happens next. Who am I gonna give my whiskey kisses to? Who am I gonna give my whiskey kisses to? Right down the line, I've been laying them all on you. Who am I gonna give my whiskey kisses to?
Love that harmonica. Okay, so
there's more to that one too.
So I'm noticing the two songs that you sang today, you're singing a lot about alcohol.
Oh yeah.
Where do you get your you know, how do you write these songs?
It's just about, you know, life. It's just living them and just trying to capture some part of that, you know, and just tell a story to somebody. Try to let them in a little bit in your world, you know.
Well, I'm your father's age. I'd probably be a little nervous. But, proud and nervous as well. Are you from Columbus?
I am.
Are you born and raised?
Yes.
Where did you learn music?
Probably mostly from my dad originally. I know when I was very little, my dad played in bands for a long time. And when I was little, he would play guitar around the house and I wanted to learn. And I always wanted to be a singer, and I was terrible.
You are a singer. No, you're not terrible. You are a singer, yeah.
And so Yeah, through him and then through Dylan Christian. And then basically once I started playing harmonica, it really gave me the opportunity to play with a lot of people, because you go to a bar and, you know, how many harmonica players are there, you know? So you're invited up on stage a lot. And I know,
smart.
You know, John Schwab from McGuffey Lane, he's always been one to invite me to play. So I appreciate all the people that I've gotten to sit in with, you know, around town, so...
Eric French is here. He is doing this segment on local arts and culture, pop, the pop scene, I guess you call it. You did it in 1968, the last time I said that word anyway, which is why I'm not doing this segment. Eric is. This is All Sides Weekend. I'm Christopher Purdy. 292-8513. We have about 6 minutes left. Let me be quiet and turn the mic back over to Eric French.
So what else is going on? I mean, what do you got coming up? Where can people see you play?
We have some exciting things coming up. The biggest thing, I guess, is our single release party. We're going to release the single for Whiskey Kisses and a video that we did. And that's going to be at Woodlands on September 14th. And, yeah, we've been really fortunate, especially over the last few months. We've hooked up with Devin Allman, been traveling with him a lot. And that's been really, really awesome.
And he's one of the Allmans?
He's a son of Greg Allman. So, and... his band is phenomenal, and he actually is playing on my record on a track, so that's really exciting.
I see on I follow Eric on Facebook also, so I see some of your updates, and it's looked like this summer you've done a fair number of road trips.
We have, yeah. We just got back from about 6-7 day run, and that was a good time in the van, so.
So a band trip, is that more, is that a moneymaker, or is that a networking thing, or, you know, what's the goal with, say, a week on the road?
It's definitely not a moneymaker. It's more about kind of getting yourself in front of other audiences, and it's actually probably mostly about making friends with other bands in other cities and sort of being able to do that scratch my back, scratch your back thing, where you're saying, you know, get us a gig here, and, you know, when you're coming through Columbus, we'll hook you up, you know, or...
So if it's not a moneymaker, but it is necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cost of doing business.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So you mentioned that with the single release, you've also got a video for it. It seems like, you know, when you put a CD out or a song out these days, you're not just putting a song, you're embracing the whole multimedia spectrum.
Absolutely.
How do you even make a video?
We actually hired Vital Filmworks to do it, and those guys are awesome. We had a blast. We don't have much of a budget, so we're just basically trying to do kind of a live aspect. It's a party. We invited our friends, and we actually... Ohio Whiskey donated some whiskey for the video, and it's pure debauchery. I mean, it's really fun. It's a fun video.
Yeah. So with Facebook, and you mentioned Spotify. Did you say you're on Spotify?
Yeah, we are.
How do you use those as tools to really get to get new fans? I mean, that's, you know, I don't really buy that many CDs, you know, and, you know, I love music, but, you know, the music I discover these days, it's all on Spotify or it's all on Grooveshark or somehow online. How do you really just grab that and use it?
I don't know.
But you're clearly doing it, so that's pretty good.
It's just that natural for you.
I don't know exactly how to use it to grab new fans, but I know that it helps, because especially when you're playing a show, even in another city, and someone sees you, they can immediately, they have their phone in their pocket, you know, they can pull it out and get on, and they remember where the next day, if they go home, they might not remember who you were, but they can go on there and like your page or follow you on Facebook, and then they're instantly connected to you, and you can send them your info. You know, you're pushing your shows and you're pushing your product afterwards, I guess.
We have about 1 minute left, so Eric, if you want to finish up.
Tell us where we can find out more about you.
The website is just ericablinn.com. It's ericablinn.com. And there's videos and info, bio, all the shows are listed on there. So,
quick question for you, Eric. Where did you find Erica? How do you know this network?
You know, I've known you for, what, maybe 5 or 6 years now.
Longer than that.
she actually, I
what,
met
were
her.
Were you in junior high school when you two met?
I was in high school.
Yeah, she interned at a studio I was working at.
Yep.
And then I ran sound for you a number of times also. Well, Erica, we have just enough time for you to kind of play us out here.
Okay. Great. I can do that. This is another drinking song.
Do you do three different harmonicas? That's incredible. I another drinking song. Okay.
Well, we might not even get
don't
to the
try this
part,
at home, but you know, go ahead.
Well, I've been working two jobs just to pay my rent. My next two paychecks are already spent. I think I'm ready for a night on the town. So come on, grab your hat, your boots, and shake on down. We're gonna drink and dance on top of the bar. Maybe take it just a little too far. Don't try to trip.
That is Erica Blind, and if you want to keep listening, you got to pay and buy the CD. Eric French, thank you very much for this segment.
Thanks, Chris.
This is All Sides Weekend. I'm Christopher Purdy. This is listener-supported WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, and streaming on the web at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media.